Bear, can you please not talk about AI again? Just one time, please. Okay, yeah. I won't. What? Welcome to Security Today, brought to you by Sprinter Business Solutions. Sprinter has a passion for technology, and with the calling card of the cleanest work environments in the low-voltage industry, Sprinter IT is a robust leader in the technology sector. They lead in managed services, datacom, and security, so check them out at SprinterIT.com and at SprinterDatacom on Instagram. I'm your host, the most artificially intelligent uncle in security. Wait a second. Uncle Bear, that's right, Uncle B-A-E-R underscore on Instagram and Twitter, and at Security Today Podcast on Instagram. So give me a like, give me a follow, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, because you know that your career is riding on it. Another week, we made it, and we are moving right through February. Goodness gracious. I want to remind you that we are trying on this new outfit over here at the Security Today Podcast. You could say pinstriped suit, if you will, where we give a room where it happens and a bid to bank every single month, layered with what I call the OB, or the original broadcast for news and highlights. Well, we'll try this out for 6 months or so, and then we'll see how it feels, and I'll tell you. I'm inching closer every day to doing this thing full time, and then you'll get an OB every week and video interviews every week. It'll be a grand thing, but I just need you to do one simple thing, and that is to like and follow and get a little more committed, please. Tell your mother you're doing better, and tell all your security brothers and sisters to listen to this podcast. That way my empire becomes viable, and then we're off to the races, homies and homettes, I promise. Now, I will tell you that last week I spent the week at a business conference in Wisconsin for ABC. It's called SuperCon for the building and construction industry, and it was local to the company I'm with, so we were pitching our services, which really isn't that hard because we actually can get a quote out the door within the week, and we always call back and show up. I'm going to side rant for just a sec. No, don't you do it. I promised I'd stop. Okay, listen. No, I am. Low voltage is a tough trade. All right. It's here and it's there. And it seems like the barriers to it are ever graying, where you might be full time quoting lighting just before the end of the year here. You don't know. And as we as low voltage and security integrators have to know a little bit about a lot to keep up with the changing times. And that's something that this podcast covers so well, I would have to say. But I will tell you right now, if you want to win as a small low volt integrator business, all you got to do is get them a quote in 72 hours, answer the emails, and pick up the phone to inform them. This will keep you slammed. And I wanted to tell you that because I feel like there's so many guys who don't. And in talking to the construction and the building industry with GCs, superintendents, foremen, that's like one of their biggest complaints is like, we can't hear back from them. And when we do, we don't get what we need, or something to that effect. So, just do it. Anywho, I did announce this last week that Black Picket Fence is continuing with education, rolling out, as I've started writing the next series for a more cost-effective, shorter, and broader course called The Basics. It's actually a series of courses. The intention behind it will be to give you an overview of the facets of security as I tackle everything from access to alarm, CCTV, security theory, cyber, and even more than that, giving you the basics that you would need to know if you were ever interested in adding it to your repertoire or just getting into it as a W-2 and, you know, changing the trajectory of your career a little. Consider it an appetizer, complete with hours and labor cost averages for 2024, with the anatomy of the systems, the integrations that you'll see within it, etc. I want it to be a bite-size primer, a slider, if you will, right down the back of your throat to another facet, as either you are a business owner who wants to expand your business, or you're that W-2 that wants to learn and know better so that you can become a stronger asset to the industry. That is coming down the pipe. Now, I've got some other things in the works too, and I'm stoked at the pace of this year already. So do reach out to me if you ever wanted to collaborate, or maybe later in the year we knock something out of the park, something like that. I'm all here for it. Or if you'd like to support the podcast financially, in other ways too, but primarily financially, let's be honest. I can't build this alone, and I don't intend to, but let's get after it. So first, we're going to talk about this week what we're going to talk about. Finally, the security mounting hardware goes beyond the bracket with Clinton Electronics. We'll dive into that. I take a light jab at the gaping black hole of destruction known as the Chinese Communist Party. It will be their party if we don't wake the fuck. And AI eats everything. That's right. I am talking about AI. You can't stop me. And you're going to listen to it. I know you are. But every single week before we talk about the things we're going to talk about, we talk about a shout out. That's right. I give a shout out on the OB, the original broadcast, every single week of an Instagram handle, since Instagram is where I got my start, and also the best platform as a low voltage integrator if you want to mix and mingle. But this week it is at Plaza Lock Inc. That's Plaza Lock Inc. They're a locksmith and security company serving SoCal since 1987. Beautiful year, if you know what I mean. I'm telling you, more and more, it's the locksmiths turned security technicians that run the game. They are the beasts of the field. I will not stop admitting that. And Plaza is no exception. They are killing it in residential and commercial. Anything from your rekey to door king systems, call buttons, the kit, and ladies and gentlemen, the caboodle and the cabedal. So they focus on honesty and professionalism. And this is the type of Security Today shout out that I love doing. So go over to their page, give them a follow and a comment and a little key emoji, hashtag Security Today podcast, to let them know that the unk sent ya. Let's get into the chit chat. China, the sleeping dragon, the red sun, the patient lotus. I have been vocal in the past on here about Hikvision and its eyesore of a security product on the industry, giving everything but security to the security industry. I pound my soapbox to draw the crowds and to yell at them that we do still have enemies in 2024, that the illusion of safety is only present because they are making money off your thumb scrolls and your purchase now clicks. But wake up, oh sleeper. Rise from the dead. There's a lion in the shadows and its name is China, okay? They convinced our youth to sell out their right to privacy for stupid little videos that they can watch forever. And I'm not gonna be gentle here. Sorry. If we don't change our culture, we're fucked. All right, let me be the prophet for a second. Christmas 2023 came a little bit early for China's state grid. The week before the holiday, its Brazilian holding company announced that it won the largest lot in the biggest auction of Brazil's electricity transmission lines in history. State Grid, a Chinese state-owned electric utility company, will invest $18.1 billion in Brazil monies. That's $3.6 billion in our dollars during the next 6 years to build 1,500 kilometers of transmission lines and substations across three states in Brazil. China's Belt and Road Initiative, doesn't that just sound scary? What are we doing? Extends its geopolitical influence through energy investments worldwide. Their involvement, primarily driven by economic motives, raises concerns regarding sovereignty and security. While touted as a solution to global energy needs, China's aggressive financing often comes with strings attached, giving the significant leverage over partner countries. They've been doing this in a bunch of industries, including cobalt mining and several others, also including their state grids. Despite claims of promoting sustainable development, sorry, sometimes I just get shocked at this. I'm just shocked. Okay. China's projects have been criticized for their environmental impact and lack of transparency. In regions like Latin America and the Caribbean, China's investments have sparked controversies over debt sustainability and environmental degradation. The Global Energy Interconnection Initiative, GEI, spearheaded by President Xi Jinping, is emblematic of China's ambition to reshape the global energy landscape. Okay, you're hearing what I'm saying, right? While presented as a solution to climate change, the GEI serves China's strategic interests by expanding its influence and enhancing its technological prowess. The initiative, coupled with China's dominance in ultra-high voltage transmission technology, raises concerns about dependence on Chinese infrastructure and the potential for exploitation. Moreover, China's involvement in critical infrastructure projects poses significant security risks. The lack of international oversight allows China to advance its military objectives under the guise of economic development. Concerns over China's military-civil fusion strategy highlight the dual-use nature of infrastructure investments, potentially enabling China to exert
coercive influence over partner countries. Now, in response, policymakers and analysts emphasize the need for greater scrutiny and diversification of energy partnerships globally by reducing dependence on Chinese investments and fostering collaboration among like-minded nations. Countries can mitigate the risk associated with China's expanding influence in the global energy sector, and I hope that they do. This is a little bit odd, if you will, for chit-chat on the old OB, you know? Yeah, it's not odd that Bear's ranting about China and the gaping holes within our security infrastructure, that we will be bowing down to them if, and they would enjoy that. But it is a little odd to talk about global issues like this, but this is called chit-chat, people. I'm bringing the chit, and I'm bringing the chat. Oh, man, let's get on to the product highlight. Clinton Electronics, if you don't know, now you know. My security heads, they produce a bunch of hardware to help with installation. One of their one of those is their famous telescopic pole mounts for APs, cameras, smokes, etc. Now, these telescopic poles have most commonly been secured with fixed brackets, oftentimes built from a Home Depot run full of strut J-boxes and drilling a hole or punching a knockout in a flat 4x plate. If you know what I'm talking about, you know the headache. Well, Clinton ain't stopping at getting you what they need. They also are getting you what you didn't know that you need, and they've released a new junction box titled the CE-CPUJB, ideal for high traffic areas where pendant mount devices risk collisions with forklifts or rolling ladders. These solutions feature a swivel ball design that is on the cap of the junction box. This allows the camera pole to swing aside safely during accidental impacts, providing added safety and protection for expensive devices. Installation is simple with its stepped receiver tube compatible with all CP series poles. Just remove the cover assembly from the junction box, insert the carriage bolt, and secure it with the provided washer and locking nut. Choose the desired wire entry point for your four openings. Connect the conduit and pass device wiring through the box. It's simple, it's easy, and it fits with Clinton's Electronics long line of mounts, bases, poles, and the whole nine. So if you aren't using Clinton for your aerial installations, well, you're missing out, homies and homettes, especially now. The fact that a forklift or a ladder can hit the camera and not completely damage it or ruin it is a selling factor to the quality and excellence of your installations when it comes to your customer. And as always, you're welcome. Let's get on to the meat, the advent of artificial intelligence, AI, and its integration into video surveillance systems heralds a new era of security innovation characterized by heightened effectiveness and operational efficiencies. Now, I know that I have talked about on this platform before AI features that are within the camera and video surveillance field. I oftentimes will highlight a feature and tell you that you need to work it into your sales pitch because there is so much to gain here. As a security integrator, as a designer, as somebody who's pitching this security hardware, when you come to video surveillance, you should be touching AI. This transformative shift is reshaping traditional surveillance approaches. It's empowering organizations across various sectors to fortify their infrastructure and mitigate security risks more effectively. And the way that they do that is through you. So at the forefront of this evolution, our AI-powered video surveillance systems equipped with advanced analytics and deep learning capabilities. These systems enable real-time anomaly detection and predictive analytics, providing security personnel with the ability to identify and respond to threats swiftly and accurately. By leveraging AI, surveillance cameras are transformed into powerful sensors capable of detecting intruders, weapons, and suspicious activities with unprecedented precision. This enhanced threat detection capability not only improves response times, but also reduces risk to the environment under surveillance. And this is what I've been trying to tell you for a long time. I'm just getting it out there. I feel like I'm talking to somebody out here who's listening and going, oh yeah, he does talk about AI a lot, but I haven't really implemented that. I'm telling you, the way that you can implement AI within the video surveillance environment now allows you to add rings of security on one another, okay? So we talk about often the concentric rings of security in the security design theory. You want to put as many barriers between you and the asset, the perimeter of the site, and the assets that are most valuable to your customer. Now you can stick a camera up there and it's doing three things at once. Generative AI, if you don't know, look into that. I don't have time to go over it. Emerges as a game changer in video security. It's basically the AI that everyone's afraid of. Offering advanced capabilities and improving existing systems. By leveraging generative models like generative adversarial networks, or GANs, you'll start hearing that, GANs, generative AI can generate realistic synthetic video data, supplementing training data sets and enhancing model performance. This technology streamlines incident documentation. It enables intelligent video searching and facilitates forensic analysis, thereby enhancing operational efficiency and investigative capabilities within your video surveillance environment. I'm using a lot of big words here. I might have lost some of you, but you got to understand that video AI is now acting as sensors, right? Three rings in one for your concentric ring. And it also is using generative AI, which is the smart one that has a soul. And it can now use capabilities that allow you to look and search and find a lot better. However, the integration of AI into video surveillance systems is not without its challenges. And you know Bear is going to mention challenges if there are any. Compatibility issues with existing infrastructure and privacy concerns obviously surrounding facial recognition technology pose significant hurdles. This has been one of the tearing, balanced, push and pull conflict within my heart when it comes to AI. It's one of the most interesting things to me right now in my life, but from a career perspective. But at the same time, that interest is well driven, actually, by the fact that privacy is a right and security is a right. And how is this going to be incorporated? Where does it cross the line? Where ethically can we say that the end justifies the means by using AI in certain security procedures? It's fascinating. But anyways, it comes with some problems, and ensuring seamless integrations, requires adherence to data standards and the establishment of common communication protocols. Moreover, mitigating false positives and navigating ethical considerations are essential for building trust and ensuring compliance with privacy regulations. Like, looking ahead, experts anticipate a continued proliferation of AI and video surveillance. It is all anybody is talking about when you ask them where is security going. And that's driven by advancements in technology and expanding application scenarios. Integration with third-party systems and hybrid AI deployments are going to be the thing to do. You will find, I predict, as the prophet, I'm not the prophet. Leah Des is the prophet of access control. I'm the prophet of security today. No, you will find, I would like to say that you're going to find these hybrid AI deployments that go into your day in and day out. You'll find little AI applications or specific niche AI tools that you will be able to plug and play like an old radio board into your security environment. So that is something to look out for. But that integration and those deployments are poised to reshape surveillance capabilities, offering unprecedented levels of intelligence and automation. However, addressing challenges such as the data quality, right? Privacy regulations, ethical use remains paramount to realizing the full potential of AI and security. And that is because from a high level, AI is producing more data than we even understood. And it is going to be the handling of that data that is going to probably become the biggest hurdle or the fog to get through, because how do we handle it? How do we store it? How do we, destroy it? Those sorts of things are going to play a big role in just how implementable AI can truly be. Now, in conclusion of all of that, the adoption of AI and video surveillance represents a paradigm shift towards intelligent and proactive security solutions. While offering unprecedented benefits and efficiencies, the evolution necessitates careful consideration of compatibility, privacy, and ethical implications. I can't get over that. By addressing these challenges and embracing emerging trends, stakeholders can harness the full potential of AI to safeguard assets and enhance safety across diverse environments. The AI is going to be around for, I don't know, probably the rest. So if you're not looking into AI, if you're not subscribed to some AI newsletter, if you're not curious or at least talking to vendors and manufacturers and distributors about what AI products are available now for your lineup, then you're getting behind. I can't stress it enough. You want to be at the head of this eight ball, right? You want to be on the head curve. And you also want to make sure that you are educating yourself well enough that you're not getting yourself into a sticky situation when it comes to those ethical safeguards, especially in video surveillance. That's why I wanted to talk about it today, is because video surveillance, you know, breaks the senses barrier, if you will. Rather than intrusion detection or access control, we're now dealing with human senses, the sense of sight, the sense of audio, and the ability to use those things correctly. You can break privacy. You can cross the line of privacy in maybe what would feel like to you, not important ways, but what would feel like to what will come in the letter of the law as a major mess up. So please be on the head end of that. And you know, one way to do that is just to sit down in your chair at night and just think about it a little bit. Think about what is the right to security and what is the right to privacy, how those two work in tandem. I could write a whole expose, an essay on it. You know what? Maybe I fucking will, but we'll see. Just wanted to address that this week. I'm so glad you're with us. That's it for Security Today. Remember, this podcast is brought to you by Sprinter Business Solutions. That's SprinterData.com on Instagram. DM me at Uncle B-A-E-R underscore on Instagram with your thoughts, your stories, your resources. I'm sure this put a question in your head, okay? Unless you're dead. You actually just listened to this and went, huh? Or, eh. So reach out to me. I want to know what that was. If you ever have tried any of the products I talk about, like that Clinton backbox, man, I haven't put that in yet. I haven't even spec'd it yet, but it is out there on the market. And the minute I have the chance to, I want to. And I want to know if you have and what you thought of it. This podcast is driven by interactions with fantastic technicians on Instagram. And you know I'm hooking you up with the resources. So go follow at black.picket.fence on Instagram. You can also find it at blackpicketfenceonline.com. Also follow at Technology Worldwide. That's TeknowledgeWWW on Instagram. They're also on LinkedIn. They're also on Facebook. They're also on TikTok. I've been trying to get them off that. But hey, they are the community that is changing the technology sector on the ground level. A whole new genre of philanthropy. I'm so glad to be in on the base level of it as it really starts to get ramped up this year. And also, if you ever wanted to work on a project together, like I said, there's just so many juices flowing right now in the beginning of this year that I don't want to miss on any opportunities. So if you want to work together or sponsor a specific segment of the podcast, whether that be a segment like The Room Where It Happens, or whether that be our chit chat segment, however that looks for you, just DM me, baby. Let's get your name out there. But I will see you next week on Security Today. My name's Uncle Bear. Sorry this came with more of like punch you in the face tone. Next time I'll be, a little more edgy. See you next week, suckers.